This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Mac Nation 105.3 The Fan. One of the most interesting topics going on with the Cowboys right now. Who should be the Cowboys' next head coach? If you want to text into the show with your thoughts on that, maybe you have a strong opinion. Maybe you just want to listen to the top 10 coaching candidates for America's team. But at 877-881-1053, if you want to leave your name and city you're texting from, we'll make you famous right here. It's the G-Mac Nation, The Fan. As we go to bloggingtheboys.com, they have put together a pretty nice little list over here, Brian. Does any name jump to top of your mind where you're like, we should absolutely be going after this guy?
You know, I'm kind of torn a little bit because I think your team needs accountability, but I think your team needs to think about your quarterback for the next 4 years too. So I'm kind of thinking that maybe the guy that I want the accountability coach would be a veteran coach, probably defensive coach. That would be Vrabel. But I feel like they need help with this offense. I feel like they need to get this quarterback, you know, and before he just completely wears out. You know, I just worry a little bit about him with the injuries now and his mobility. So you got to take advantage of this while you can, mm-hmm. while he's still a young guy, because in 3-4 years' time, that's not going to be the case. So I'm leaning towards trying to help the offense first with that hire.
Yeah, I totally get that, and especially with Dak now being he's going to be a pocket quarterback.
Like yeah,
the mobility factor is not there. So we talked about it last week. Ben Johnson, who's been coaching Jared Goff and finding great success, yeah. He's the ultimate statue quarterback in the league, and they're finding great success. I think for anybody that's been watching football for the last few years, how could Ben Johnson not be at the top of your list? Now, I mean, we don't know about the culture builder. Does he get up in front? Does he command the room? Do guys want to follow him? All that kind of stuff. We don't know about the leader head coach qualities, but I'm willing to take that risk.
Yeah, and we also don't know how he's going to do with inferior talent. You know, he's got great talent now in Detroit.
That's fair.
You know, I think you need both. I think you need great talent and great coaching. I don't think you can get by with mediocre talent and great coaching.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, when you watch his scheme, and we all have, we've seen the Lions play. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a great job of taking what personnel he has and playing him, letting him get on the move, you know, creating opportunities for those crossing routes, the drags, the routes that, you know, that generates separation. It's just not the static offense. There's a lot of movement. It's 3-1 side, 1 coming behind. You know, they're trying to find, you know, they find ways to, like, oh my gosh, we got to cover these 3, but all of a sudden this guy's by himself over here wide open.
Yeah.
You know, that Dallas needs some of that.
Okay. Blogging the Boys did kind of like each candidate and then why it could happen or why it'll happen for the Cowboys. So that was the interesting part of their piece to me. With Ben Johnson, they say his name will be at the top of every hiring team's list. Jerry believes the Cowboys deserve the very best. It's why he swooped Mike McCarthy out from the Panthers last time around, and he may throw everything he has at landing the biggest name. I think the biggest obstacle there is, will he go to the amount of money that Ben Johnson is willing to do? Because I don't think Jerry has gotten close for a long time at having one of the highest paid coaches in the NFL, has he? This might be tripling Mike's salary.
Yes.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I wonder what behind closed doors conversations Dan Campbell has with Ben Johnson about the Cowboys, you know, because Dan Campbell obviously has a pretty good understanding of what the organization is like, how it functions. I wonder if he would be an advocate for it, or if he'd be like, hey, might need to watch out.
Okay, why it wouldn't happen? Johnson's been picky in previous cycles. Belichick, why it would, seems like a no-brainer for Jerry. Both he and Bill have talked in the past about nearly working together at various points. Belichick reportedly has built a good relationship with Steven from their time working together at the NFL Competition Committee. He will be 73 years old.
Yeah.
How much longevity does he have? You know, and, you know, maybe all you need is a bridge head coach and a head coach that can give you some headlines. I think Bill, for a couple of years while you try to, you know, complete this rebuild on the fly, could be just what the doctor ordered.
I would only consider Bill Belichick if he's not bringing any of the New England coaches that he's had in the past.
Which you don't find likely, right?
I think that's totally unlikely.
Well, I'm just saying.
Like, he would probably want to bring all those guys, don't you think?
He absolutely would. And that's where I think, to me, I would absolutely just say no. I'm not interested in you being 73 years old and, you know, and then all of a sudden you try and convince me that Josh McDaniels could be a head coach when I'm done and this kind of stuff. You know, and he's probably going to want a thing where he looks out after his son, who's the coordinator there at Washington. You know, does he bring him in as a defensive coordinator now? You know, that kind
either of him or Fat Patricia. I mean, those are really the only two options.
I don't think that building's big enough for both those Steves.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah, but I would love to have him. I love watching Steve Belichick talk because it sounds just like his dad.
He's goofy,
his
too.
Yeah, he's funny.
You never know what's going to happen with his mouth there.
Bobby Slowick, this week's opponent, why it'll happen. The Shanahan coaching tree is hot, and Slowick hails from it. His quick success with the Texans has made him a hot commodity, and his football bloodline helps. He could modernize the Cowboys offense. Why it wouldn't. 37 years old, second season running the offense, hasn't been great as last year. There's a feeling Slowick needs to marinate as a coordinator before making the jump.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, if you told me somebody who I think is in a similar realm, but who I would rather have would be Joe Brady, the play caller, your former LSU guy over there. He's now with Buffalo. If you're giving me young, unproven, never done it before guy that like has some kind of question, I'd rather go Brady than Slowick.
And why I don't think it happens is I would just still be stunned if the Cowboys actually went a route of a guy that doesn't have head coaching experience.
Okay, you have an Aggie here. Aaron Glenn up next, the Lions DC. Why did it happen? Glenn's a Texas native. He also played for the Cowboys in the Parcells era. He even has front office experience, having been the GM of a startup league team based in Houston before 2 years as a scout for the Jets. Why it wouldn't? Glenn hasn't been as picky as his fellow coordinator, Ben Johnson, but he also isn't in a rush to leave Detroit. He's also very close with Parcells, as is Dan Campbell, and that could color his perception of what it's like to be the Jerry Jones head coach. So, yeah, that angle for both him and Ben.
And he's been tied to the Saints a little bit because he used to be on staff there, and they obviously have an opening, so he might want to go back there. I don't know.
Brian Flores offers much of the same appeal as Belichick with the grit and the accountability. He was the coach of the Miami Dolphins. We go to our official Dolphins insider, Eric Chiafalo, for his thoughts.
Well, I think as a defensive coordinator, you're talking about a home run hit. As a head coach, you wonder how much has he evolved since the Tua stuff, but he was clearly over the top with the way he handled some of those things. I do think the Cowboys kind of need something like that, though. You know, a guy who rules sort of with an iron fist. So I would be here for it. I wonder who he would get as his offensive coordinator, because when he was the head coach for the Dolphins, he could never get that right.
Okay, let's hear a new name that maybe we've only talked about once or twice, Liam Cohen.
Tampa Bay.
OC in Tampa. Lengthy career in the FCS. Liam Cohen got called up to the Rams staff in 2018, where he learned under McVay. Okay, successful stint with the Kentucky Wildcats offense before becoming coming back as McVay's OC. Then went back to Kentucky before taking the Buccaneers job this year.
Weird.
That is weird.
He went back and forth. It was kind of like he was like, yeah, I want to get this opportunity. And then he went back to the Rams. He came back to Kentucky. You know, it was kind of strange. Like nobody's kind of, they think he might be a little flighty, a little flaky.
Yeah, that does sound like non-committal.
Yeah.
You're always looking for the next thing. Cohen's becoming a trendy head coaching candidate. Had success both college and NFL and comes from the McVay tree. Yeah. Why it wouldn't work similar to Slowick? Cohen's still pretty green at just 38 years old, just his first year calling plays at the NFL level. He's got 4 seasons of experience in college. Dallas may want more prepared for the top job day one. I don't know. Maybe that's a candidate that you could you could snipe if he becomes available for a, you know, an OC role, like a lateral type of move. Just,
yeah,
if you had a great, you know, DC like head coach, you know, like Mike Vrabel or Bill Belichick or some. Zach Robinson, the Falcons OC, is fun. Todd Monken, I know we talked about him last year a couple of times, the Ravens OC.
Yeah.
Is number 9 and 10 on this list.
Jackson Smith Nagujuba.
Wow.
No, okay. No John Gruden, huh?
No JGZ in there.
No. No Johnny Gruden.
The newest Barstool employee. Feeling nicey.
Is he doing work for Barstool
now? He got picked up. Yeah, he got his gig today. Yeah.
I mean, his TikTok is just on fire.
Let me just adjust this tears real quick.
Seems like they'd have good synergy.
Well, we can still get into it a little
bit. There's plenty to talk about here, don't you worry.
Yeah, there's a lot of NFL news.
But the Vrabel thing seems most likely to me. And I do have a little bit of optimism he can bring in a good offensive coordinator, just judging from his first hire in Tennessee, which was Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's got it. Maybe he's thought about that a little bit.
Have you thought about what you want to do next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's do some NFL news of the day. How bad is this Cowboys offense? And we got another team that's accused of being soft. That's next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.